via app.
CBS News Brief. Iran's foreign minister joining counterparts from the UK, France, and Germany at a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer's in Geneva.
The Europeans have been very anxious to open diplomatic space, and that's what's going to happen today.
President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks on whether the U.S. will strike Iran as the conflict with Israel enters day 8. Federal appeals panel rules President Trump may retain control over California's National Guard.
In this particular circumstance, the Ninth Circuit said that under the statute, a great deal of deference must be given to the president.
Steamy temps blanketing the country from west to east. It hit 117 in Phoenix.
I can't walk the dog. The dog's mad at me because she can't go for anywhere at this point.
Definitely, it can make things a little bit more, like, I guess, depressing. You just want to stay inside all day. You don't really want to do anything because it's so hot outside.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin. A cut like that could mean closed campuses. That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW System's requested $856 million budget increase. But something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports. Voss said it's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Voss referenced too much political correctness on campus and hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and the most recent hearing was canceled. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Many hearings over the last couple of weeks have been delayed, sometimes pushed back as much as 5 hours. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If the budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as the last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James J. Maylove here, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. And we're going to talk a little Mother Nature, and we take the very heavy take of we are supporters of Mother Nature around here. It's very controversial. we love Mother Nature.
We must speak nicely about her.
Yes, yes.
Gentle words.
But between the three of us, I think she might have gone too far. The National Brittany, the National Weather Service put out an advisory warning people of alcohol and coffee. And the alcohol thing, coffee, Brittany. We're not supposed to be drinking coffee. The National Weather Service, this is a bridge too far for me.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Well, you know, it's just, we haven't had this extreme heat and humidity in a little while. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you've been drinking coffee and sugary drinks and alcohol, and that's what you've been used to, it is going to dehydrate you so fast this weekend. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I would, will you just tomorrow and Sunday and Monday. Just avoid those sugary drinks just for your safety. Switch to water. Switch to a Gatorade. Switch to something refreshing. Something that you could pour all over yourself if you're too hot, right?
Right. Oh, great. That's a great option to have. I love that as a drink option. You know, I want something that's going to quench my thirst.
Games.
Yeah. I like that. Brittany, I can't afford a doctor, so I'm just going to take your advice. That's the best I've got. I think we stick to water this weekend, everybody. We stick to water and stay hydrated because it is going to be extremely hot this weekend, and it's kind of a quick uptake. It's just something that our bodies aren't going to be as used to as we'd like.
Yes, it's going to be struggling because what's happening is there's so much moisture in the air. The air is going to be so heavy this weekend, and that is going to take it forever to evaporate the sweat off of your skin. So you are going to be sweaty, and that's going to allow your internal body temperature to start to rise. So pay attention. If you start to get dizzy, lightheaded, if you're seeing stars, you need to get into AC or shade or into the water fast. And I suggest, too, if you're waiting in line, if you're at water parks, things like that, have that cup of water with you and seriously have a water fight. Pull out the squirt guns this weekend, the sprinklers, the hose. I don't care. Just play with the water and have a lot of water. Honestly, it's the first weekend of summer, so let's have some fun, but be safe.
Yes. Sunscreen.
You heard her, everybody. Yeah. Take that advice. I know I will be. It's great stuff, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us all week long. You have a fun, hydrated, good weekend, and we'll meet back here on Monday.
Sounds good. Stay cool.
You too. Best of the business right there, Brittany Berlow. We appreciate her. Appreciate all of you joining us. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. Yeah, and a little bit later, Melissa and I are going to get into this, the National Weather Service Advisory. We'll touch on that a little bit as far as things that we shouldn't be doing this weekend. We, of course, got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. We'll celebrate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And after our news and partner in sport break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, yeah.
It's game show week.
What fun.
Yeah, we'll be playing a famous game show theme song. Be listening for that, everybody. We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with some fun. Now, we'll have entertainment news for you in a little bit afterwards. But first, we're going to kick off with some entertainment talk. Alan Hager is going to be joining us. He's the music operations manager over at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Ooh.
They've got this fun event going on, their music days, that we're going to be celebrating. Make Music Day that is going on tomorrow. We're going to talk about that with Alan. That's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. And after that, we'll touch on some entertainment news. Want to talk about some fun stuff going on in our area. And, of course, one more Dolly Parton story, Melissa. This is our third this week. We can't help it. She's in the news. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, obviously.
All that coming up for you and plenty more to get to. I wanted to start right here, Melissa, because for those that don't know, today is actually we should have probably talked about this with Brittany, but I couldn't help myself with the heat and everything. It's summer solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Summer officially starts today, and that also means it's the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. If you happen to be listening to us outside of that, I mean, thank you for listening. The summer solstice takes place tonight at exactly 10:42 Eastern Time. Marks the moment Earth tilts most towards the sun, giving people living in the Northern Hemisphere the longest day and the shortest night of the year. So what's your move to soak up some extra sunlight? You're going to get a barbecue in, maybe a walk. Maybe if you've got a pool you can go into. That sounds nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think a walk sounds really good tonight.
Yeah, a walk in the sun. Evening sun would be nice.
That seems fun. You know, any of those things I think would be a good idea. You know what else might be kind of fun, Melissa? Taking in some of the Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be going
on. Sounds like a great idea.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. That is going to be going strong all weekend long. It's our signature event, really, here in Wisconsin Rapids. And it kicked off yesterday just incredibly. I've heard nothing but great things. Everything that went on went really well. The only thing I had not gotten to hear about actually got covered by our in-house reporter, and by that I mean Pam. Pam got to go to the McMillan Concert Series and see the Daddy-O Jazz Band, said they were fantastic.
Oh, wonderful.
So that checks off everyone on the list. I've heard about every one of these events, and every one of them went really well. That is fantastic. Let's keep that going today. Mm-hmm. We got an hour left of the Dairy Berry Pancake Breakfast going on over at Mild Stomping Grounds in Lincoln High School. Mm-hmm. Check that out. The Material Girls got their quilt show started over at Assumption already at 9 this morning. That'll be going until 4. Boy, if you get a chance to head on over there and check that out, everybody, cannot encourage you enough to do that. Shout out to our friends at the Material Girls Quilt Show. Mm-hmm. Or quilt club, I should say. They do a great job with this, especially that quilt of honor that is going to be presented Saturday about 11 a.m.
Quilt of Valor, yep.
Quilt of Valor, sorry, yes. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Cranberry Blossom Festival Carnival going to be going from 1 to 10 over Woo-hoo. At the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Nice.
Melissa and I are going to have a race to see who can do the most rides. No, we got to do that one year, though. We should do that one year. And downtown... Downtown on Tap is also going to be happening from 5 to 9. Be sure to check that out, everybody, at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. Bring a chair if you'd like or something, and check out some great music. Barefoot Americans Ooh. Is going to be Barefoot Americans.
That'll be fun.
I want to get them on the Director's Playhouse. They sound really good.
Yeah.
That's going to be happening, and of course, great stuff happening all day Saturday. It's going to be mm-hmm. nothing but a great event. The Immaterial Girls will be back at it. You'll have the Kids Learning to Fish going from 11 to 1 over at Grand Rapids Lions Club. The Ice Cream Social happening at the mm-hmm. Southwood County Historical Museum from 1 to 3. Carnival will be continuing, and the Cranberry Blossom Festival Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair will happen from 10 to 3 right over at West Grand Ave. You won't be able to miss it. It'll be right between the bridge and 3rd Ave. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to check it out. Not only some of our the definition to me of buying local, supporting local, helping out our vendors, helping out our ag industry. That's going to be helping going on down there. And I see that we will be there, Melissa.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So
we're going to be there from 10 to noon, live broadcasting on WFHR, and then from noon to 2, we'll switch over to WIRI, because why not? We're sister stations. Let's do both.
Yeah. We're so excited to be bringing this to you, everybody. Come on down, say hi, maybe pick up one of these cool new pairs of sunglasses. And
We have new stuff to give away.
We're looking forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a blast. We'll meet you as we celebrate Cranberry Blossom Fest right here in the heart of Cranberry Country. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a way to celebrate this weekend, I think. But if you got some other things that you're doing, I have to get some mowing in. I know I got to do that at some point.
You better be careful with that, James.
Pick your right time. You got to pick the right time.
Make sure you sunscreen, hat, hydrate.
Yeah, I got the sunscreen. I remember everything, the sunscreen. I got to keep remembering. I'm not good at that. I am really bad at that. My skin hates me.
But it's going to be so humid. So listen to your body. And this is for everybody out there. Don't overexert this weekend and just think that, oh, no, I'm fine. Because the humidity will get you.
Trust me, I get how tough it is, everybody. We've been dying for these days and, you know, wanting to get out there and enjoy.
But let's not die for these days this weekend.
You saw exactly what I was going to do.
Let's just not do it.
That's exactly where I was going with it.
The worst pun ever, James.
Yes, worst pun ever. Worst pun ever. Thank you. Thank you. Worst pun ever. I would like to thank everybody that helped me come up with this, my team of writers. Whatever you decide to do, you can have the feeling of not quote-unquote wasting the weekend while also being safe. You know, that's important. And taking in some of these events, I think, is a great way to do that. Along with, honestly, hanging out inside a little bit and enjoying some air conditioning if you have it.
Yes, if you have it. If not, go for a ride in your car. Hopefully you have it in there. Or at least you can put the windows down.
Yeah. And the winter solstice is December 21st. So, yeah. I mean, we got to stretch here. Let's enjoy it. Let's have some fun. And take in some of these great events.
There's so much going on. On this weekend, Midwest Fest is in Nakusa on the 21st in the afternoon. I think it's like 3 to 9. Mm-hmm. We've got the whole Cranberry Blossom Fest going on. The brat fry for the trap team.
Yeah,
I want to get some brats. They start in like 45 minutes, so you're okay for that last hour, right, James?
Yep. Yep,
I got this for breakfast.
I got make sure to have one for me. Then we're good. We're all right. Then we're going to talk more about that trap shoot in a little bit, and plenty more as we get to at the end of our show today. We'll get to all of our local events and touch on some of those. But wanted to get to this real quickly because we've been talking about our local heroes a lot, our area around here, volunteers, so many great people out there, and of course all of you that have been donating blood. We greatly appreciate. appreciate all of you doing that. Now, Atlantic hurricane season began earlier this month, and disasters like hurricanes, severe summer weather, like we're just talking about with Brittany, can certainly put an uptick in our blood donation needs. But to be blunt with everybody, and I've done the research on this one, we've been hurting since last summer. We've been behind.
It's hard to catch up. Because of so many drives being canceled, or you know, people just not able to go because of weather or vacations or school or what have you.
Next month, you got the new Superman movie coming out. You got the new Fantastic Four movies coming out. Both of them look really good. They look awesome. They also look like they have a lot of special effects. We don't have that in day-to-day life, but you can be just as amazing as those superheroes by taking a little time out of your day and donating blood. We've got a couple of great opportunities for you going on. One of them is happening today. It kicks off in about an hour, 10 to 3. It'll be going on at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue. If you're able to donate, we greatly appreciate you doing that. If you're in the Stevens Point area, going on right now until 3:30, the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 320 1C Main Street, is also taking people coming in and stuff. And if you're able to donate, we greatly appreciate it. There's no better way to support your community than being able to donate blood, really.
Yes. And then there's one on Monday, too. I believe the Community Blood Center of Central Wisconsin will be at the former East Junior High School. Is it from 2 to 7?
2 to 7, yep.
Hey.
Yeah, nicely done. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make that one.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Melissa, appreciate everybody out there able to donate. And stay hydrated this weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Cafe in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Cafe.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible, lows near 70, and then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our fantastic friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you can't get there this morning or anything, that's all right. They're going to be open late.
They're open all day.
Yeah, check it out, everybody. Amazing fish fry going on over there and a bunch of other great stuff. Wish them a good morning, a good afternoon, a good day from all of us here at WFHR.
And I can attest they have an excellent fish fry. I love their fish fry. The broiled fish, I think that's the best I've ever had is from them.
Nice, nice. I've been dying to check it out, so I definitely got to get over there now. Be sure to check it out yourself, everybody. Get on over there and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WIRI, and you can call on up.
That's right. 715-424-2600 is the number, or just a touch or two away on that Civic Media app you have, because you should have it today, especially because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to really help you with the star of the day. Yeah, it's going to help you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep it handy, everybody. We'll be doing that in a little bit. For now, Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh. 2.
Okay, gives us that one. And we also need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. Gives us our qualifiers. We can get right into it. And first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Lisa Hale.
Yes, it's Lisa's birthday.
Lisa's awesome.
Oh, she's the best. She is my one of my cohorts, mm-hmm. I'd like to call her. She's a fellow reporter in the news team. She is over in like the Oshkosh, Green Bay area. Lisa is awesome. She is such a hard worker. She works incredibly hard all the time. She does the new Wisco weekends on the Green Bay stations, and just an incredible teammate, an incredible person. I love you, Lisa. You're the best.
Enjoy the day, Lisa. We wish you a good one. Mm-hmm. And wishing a happy birthday to our qualifier, Mo Wilson.
Happy birthday, Mo. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you, Mo. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Mo is short for. We just got Mo, but that's great. That's
Mo,
good.
I love it.
And we wish we take a look at Saturday birthdays and another Civic Media brethren celebrating a birthday, our good friend Earl Ingram.
Yes, Earl. Oh, Earl does such important work down in Milwaukee, and he is such a voice for his community down there. I have mad respect for Earl.
Earl may have, I'm not sure if it's Jane, Maggie, or Earl. I'm not sure who has the best voice on our network. It's a real close race between those three for me. I know one of my favorite people to talk to listen to, is Earl. I appreciate the little bit of conversations. Yeah.
Yes.
And just everything you have on air, you have off air with him. Mm-hmm. He is the same either way. I just appreciate him very much.
And he doesn't hold back. He tells it like it is.
Yeah, I need more of that. He does it without belittling or talking down to anybody. He has conversations with people. He is so...
He is tactfully blunt.
Yeah, his tone is always right. And I envy that so much. He's so good at what he does. Have a great day, Earl.
We appreciate you, Earl.
Yeah. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to another friend of ours around here, Mr. Stephen Hittner.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Yeah, of course, one half of the tag team over there at Family Natural Foods with him and his sister, Katrina, of course. Stephen puts a lot into this community. We appreciate him. Stephen's done a couple of things that are pretty noteworthy, I think, as well, as far as with Encourage and some other stuff in the area. Just a good guy, good person. We love working with him. Mm-hmm. And talk to you soon, Stephen. Enjoy the day.
And I got to meet his wife and little baby the other day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's cool.
Happy birthday, Steve. Enjoy your beautiful family and your wonderful birthday.
Wishing happy birthday to Mr. John Klingforth.
Happy birthday, John.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier on Saturday, a wonderful friend of this network, of this station for a very long time, Mr. Gary Munch, celebrating his 82nd birthday.
Whoa, happy birthday, Gary.
Gary's fantastic. He's joined us on the air here a number of times. We appreciate you, sir. Hope you're doing well out there. We're thinking of you and yours. Wishing you a happy 82nd.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrap up with Sunday birthdays. Got to send a quick shout out to Pam's great niece, Ruby Fache. She is celebrating her sweet 16.
Aw, happy birthday, Ruby.
She lives in Chiocton. Happy 16th to her. That's a beautiful, that's a special awesome. One.
Yeah. It is.
Enjoy the day, Ruby. It's a great
Enjoy
name.
Enjoy driving.
Yes, yeah, exactly, yeah. And wishing a happy birthday to our lone qualifier for the 22nd, Paul Banks.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Enjoy the day, Paul. Hope it's a good one for you. And a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Mm-hmm. We take a look at who you're sharing your birthdays with. Got some big names on the list this weekend. First up, wishing Grace Potter is celebrating a birthday today, 42 for her. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, fantastic band. Did a nice version of White Rabbit and some other stuff. Really good singer. Let's see here. Robert Rodriguez is 57. Top five favorite director of all time for me. Everything that Quentin Tarantino got as far as early pub and all those things should have went to Robert Rodriguez, I think. And now that is kind of like, I think it's evening out a little bit. Directed Sin City, From Dusk Till Dawn, Desperado, Spy Kids movies, so many other great things. Fantastic director. One of my favorites. Nicole Kidman is 58.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how this is going to sound, so I'm just going to say it. And I hope it's all right. That's a lot younger than I expected. It just feels like she's been doing this for so long. I expected early 60s, mid 60s, I thought.
Honestly, it surprises me just because I haven't seen as much of her lately.
Yeah.
As I did, you know, in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Far and Away, Moulin Rouge, those are the two that really pop into my mind. But, yeah, I don't know. She's got an impressive amount of work.
Yeah, yeah. And also a couple of bass players celebrating birthdays together. John Taylor is 65, Duran Duran's bass player, and Michael Anthony is 71, Van Halen's longtime bass player. Both incredible bass players. Very good. One of the greatest character actors of all time, John Goodman, 73. Dan Connor and Roseanne, of course, Walter and the Big Lebowski. I love everything about John Goodman. I love everything he's ever done. I have no journalistic integrity with him. None. I'm just a gigantic fan of Mr. Goodman. I am very happy that he is still making movies and doing what he's doing. Just wrapped up the TV show on HBO, with Walton Goggins and all them, the fabulous something. It was a good show. A lot of people enjoyed it. He's still working really strong, though, and doing great work. Lionel Richie is 76 today. Incredible singer-songwriter. Wow. Commodores, his solo career, has dipped into country and pop and so many different forms of music. Very talented. And Bob Vila is 79 today. Cuban-American home improvement TV host. For many, many years, many of us watched This Old House.
Oh, yeah.
A perfect host. Mm-hmm. Bob Vila was a perfect host. He was so darn good at what he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he explained things so well and easily that you could understand it. And he's just, he's got the right voice for it. I mean, yeah.
Huge fan of what he did. I grew up with my uncle. He was an architect, and watching that show was something we really loved to do. And I just really loved his approach, the way he ran that show.
Yeah, and Bob Vila's Home Again.
Yeah,
I think that's
yeah.
the one I saw more than This Old House.
Anne Murray is 80 today. Songbird, Snowbird. Of course, her big number one hit in the U.S. here, and other great songs from her.
Oh yeah.
And then some people no longer with us, like Brian Wilson, would have been 83 today. Just got done talking about him and everything with his passing just last week. Amazing singer-songwriter. You can't tell the history of music without Brian Wilson. Olympia Dukakis would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1931. She won Best Supporting Actress Oscar for playing Cher's mom in Moonstruck. Incredible work by her throughout her whole career. John Mahoney would have been celebrating a birthday today. Most people will remember him as Frasier's dad. Every time you watch an episode of Frasier and you see Mr. Mahoney, you will see that leap, that limp of his, the exact same every time. That is the personification of amazing acting. That it may not seem like a lot to everybody, but Mr. Mahoney did not have a limp, and that is incredible work. I can't help myself watching him and his walk anytime I'm watching a Frasier episode. It's just one little example of how darn good that man was. Also one of the founding members of Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. Just an incredible actor. Danny Aiello also would have been celebrating a birthday today, another great one. And Chet Atkins, country legend. And Martin Landau, all birthdays today. Taking a quick look at Saturday birthdays, a couple of singers. Rebecca Black is 28. Friday and Satellite had a couple of big hits there. Lana Del Rey is 40 tomorrow.
Oh, I love Lana Del Rey.
Just something about that voice. Man, Blue Jeans. That's the song for me. Blue Jeans. She's got a lot of good songs, but Blue Jeans. I hear that one and I'm like, okay, Yeah, it's that kind of mood. It's that kind of mood. Brandon Flowers is 44 on Saturday, lead singer and songwriter for The Killers. I got to see him in a small opening show that he did in Chicago once. I happened to be with the biggest Killer fans in the world, so they wanted to go see him. We traveled like 3 hours trying to get to this bar that I'd never heard of. Got there, not a big stage, maybe a couple hundred people in there, maybe not even. He killed it. He was amazing. I'm not even a big Killers guy or anything. I was just blown away by this guy. He was really, really good and made everybody in that crowd feel like they were meant to be there and did a really nice job. He's impressive. Mm-hmm. Chris Pratt is 46. Fantastic actor. Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World. Does some of the voices in the Lego movies and everything. Started out on Parks and Rec as a silly kind of side character that they weren't even going to keep on the show, but he was so liked by the cast and crew, and his character started to do well, so they kept him on the show. He spins that into being an action star. Like, there's no way on paper to pull that off. It's just you do it in real life. I don't know, but no. Good luck to anybody who like is sitting down as an actor trying to pull that off, because that's not very easy to do. Juliette Lewis is 52, fantastic actor.
Oh, I love her.
Such a big fan. She's really good. Underrated, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Also wrapping up our birthdays. Ray Davies is 81, leader of the Kinks. Wonderful band. And then wrapping up Sunday, Carson Daly is 52 on Sunday. Kurt Warner is 54, retired football player. Bruce Campbell is 67, the wonderful Bruce Campbell. Cyndi Lauper is 72 on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep, 76.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say. I didn't
know her and Cindy shared a birthday.
That's pretty cool, actually. My list of top five actors of all time is my list. But when I'm actually, if I'm actually asked who's the greatest actor I've ever seen currently in real time and alive mm-hmm. in my time, I love Jodie Foster. I love Denzel mm-hmm. Washington. I love their work. Meryl Streep's the greatest. I've never seen a better actor than Meryl Streep, possibly. And she continues her work in the Only Murders in the Building, not even spoiling anything. You watch, I think it's season 3 she premieres. It's the opening scene. She shows you something you've never seen. And I don't know if you've seen an actor do. Mm-hmm. Like, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Like, that's the kind of work she does. As somebody who overthinks and overstudies this process in this work since the age of 7, I've mm-hmm. never seen an actor like Meryl Streep.
Well, she just transforms in every movie that she's in. The two completely contrasting movies, The River Wild and Julie and Julia.
Yeah, yeah.
Action movie to cooking movie. She's so wonderful.
Received 21 Oscar nominations, has won 3, Kramer versus Kramer back in 1980, Sophie's Choice in 83, and The Iron Lady in 2012, and I don't think she's done. I think she's still got one more.
Not.
Yeah, I know she's not done acting, but I don't think she's done winning an Oscar. Like, she may win another one. Yeah. We are going to get to our news, sports, and partner break, but a big happy anniversary and birthday to everybody out there celebrating. Yeah. Thanks so much for getting them to us, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Head over to El Cafe and get some pie.
It's the best way to celebrate. Best way. Mm-hmm.
Get and on you have over all there. Day yeah. until 8 o'clock tonight.
Get on over there for that and stick around, because not only are we giving away some free Culver's in a little bit, but we still got Brewers tickets to give away.
Oh, that's right. That's the other Friday thing.
Yeah. Be listening for that coming up, everybody, on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Beware of getting sick this weekend with the high temperatures arriving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke. And it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, black out, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool.
The extreme heat we'll see in Wisconsin over the weekend could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says it's difficult to predict if pavement will buckle. They remind motorists to slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers as they repair damaged pavement. Report any serious pavement issues by calling 911 and check 511wi.gov for travel conditions before you hit the highway. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight, and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for three seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible, lows near 70, and then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song. And if you get it right, if you know the answer, call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. You do that, you haven't won anything in 30 days, and boom, just like that, you get a kids and adults meal from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Yes, you will.
Big shout out to them. Appreciation to them. Wherever you got a Culvers, you got a Culvers putting into their community. We appreciate them, everybody. Let's go ahead and give away some Culvers. Get ready to call up or use the Civic Media app and let Melissa and I know what TV game show is this from. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. What's your answer?
Family Feud.
Yes. Yes. Nicely done. There we go. Now it's official. Well done, sir. Well done. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Bob Dierzynski.
Bob, thanks so much for listening. Hey, Bob, we appreciate that. Bob, are you a fan of Family Feud?
I am.
Right on. Yeah, I've been watching it since I was a kid, too. But I never really watched it that closely. My dad, I don't know what happened, but I would say over the last year, my father, like, I catch him watching it all the time. Whenever it's on, I catch him watching it, just laughing, yelling answers at the TV. I am pretty certain my father is trying to figure out a way to get my family on there. I don't think he realizes we're not that kind of famous. But I'm going to let him just keep thinking it. Bob, would you ever want to be on that show, or is there any game show you'd want to be on?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Right, you name it.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fun. Bob, thanks so much for listening, playing along. Hang on the air. Hang on the line here. We're going to get a little information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. All right, awesome. That was great.
Thanks, Bob.
I got to admit, I wasn't sure how that would do. I think it's a pretty famous theme song.
Well, you know, it's like I recognized it, but I didn't know what it was from.
Yeah. Well, lucky Bob was listening. That's awesome. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Bob here when we get back. We got Brewers tickets to give away. We'll be doing that. And, of course, we got to talk about the first day of summer. We got some stats for you about that and plenty more when we come back. But be listening every Friday in this time slot for another opportunity to win some free Culvers with our star of the day.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible, lows near 70. And then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Currently, it's 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Take your baby by the hand.
Fridays feel like a good day for 80s music.
They do.
I just don't, something about it, yeah.
Especially in summertime.
I blame Terry.
Well, we just blame Terry for everything.
You know, when she's, hopefully it won't get me in trouble with her.
Well, you know it's going to.
Another good thing Fridays are for are giving away Milwaukee Brewer tickets, Melissa.
Yeah.
We really enjoy doing this. A shout out to our great partners, our great friends over at the Milwaukee Brewers organization, and of course, our great staff of putting this together. Every Friday, listeners have a chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets to an upcoming set game on our network here. We got all of our talk people doing this, and we're having some fun with it too. And what is your keyword to text to us for today, everybody? Well, it's brew.
Brew.
B-R-E-W. Text that to us through the Civic Media app, and you'll have a chance to win tickets to the Friday, June 27th game versus Colorado. It should be a good one. To be honest with you, everybody, Colorado's not very good. That should be a win. That should be a win. It should be a win you're going to. In fact, a lot of the tickets we're going to be giving away should be wins. That's nice. Your odds are better. I'll say that. Text us the keyword brew and get in on the winning and get in on these tickets. Everybody, a big shout out again to the Milwaukee Brewers, to all of our sports and marketing and sales staff and everybody working hard on this one. We'll get that word out there again a couple of times before the end of the show.
B-R-E-W.
We already see some of you texting in. Good job. Good work, everybody. Good work. It's hot in a lot of areas, and we were touching on this earlier, so let's get to it right now. The National Weather Service put out an advisory warning people in areas with extreme heat to avoid heavy foods or meals high in protein because they can raise your body temperature. Also, avoiding alcohol and coffee, even iced coffee, because those drinks can speed up dehydration. Yeah. You heard a little of this in Melissa's news. Shout out to Brittany, not only this morning touching on this, but in that news break of yours, Melissa.
Yeah, Brittany gives us such good information and important things to remember because we're not used to these super hot, humid days.
Also, as a side note, kids and animals, don't be leaving them in the car. Don't be leaving.
Not even for a minute.
yeah. There's no amount of time they should be left in the car. There's no amount of air conditioning or anything like that that is a good idea. It's just don't do it. Just don't do it. I've already talked with Sheriff Becker about this stuff and everything, everybody. I'll tell you how I'll handle it if I see a car and if a dog in a car with a window rolled up. I've talked with law enforcement about this. For the first time in my growing up on the other side of the tracks life, I actually thought through on this one.
Prepared for the consequences.
Yep, I'm just saying. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Ain't worth it. And
make sure that they are well hydrated too, because kids, you know, I mean, adults too, but kids aren't great at remembering that they need to drink water or things until they're thirsty.
Yeah.
And as my former chiropractor always said, once you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That stays in my head, Melissa, especially this time of year. The NWS suggests keeping yourself hydrated with water and sport drinks, protecting your skin by using sunscreen anytime you're outside. And if you can, avoid being outside in the middle of the part of the day as best you can.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, stay in the shade, stay near water is usually cooler near water.
like a lot of things, you know, there's a balance here, and you know your body. But I would say that I would lean
precaution this
yes,
weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the way I wanted to word that. Yes,
you know your body, but you don't really know this type of temperature in your body as often because of where we live.
And we think that, oh, we've lived here our whole lives or something along those lines. I've handled plenty of Wisconsin summers. This will be fine. Every summer, every season is different than it's ever been before. It's just the way it is, and it's going to be. It really has always been that way, but it's been, you know, much more unpredictable now, and our body's reactions, we adapt so quickly. Our bodies are amazing. They're miracles. They're fantastic. They also adapt almost too fast, because, you know...
Or unadapt, as I'm finding out.
You know, I go to California, it's November, people are walking around in sweaters and ponchos and everything, and I'm walking around in a tank and shorts, and I'm loving it.
You're like, it's 60. What's you guys?
I'm looking at them funny. They're looking at me funny. What are you looking at? This is the way we do things, man. 2 months later, I'm like everybody else because my body adapted. Our bodies adapt in the winter. You need time to adapt and ease into this weather, and so you can enjoy the whole summer. Speaking of summer, today is the first day of summer. Summer solstice, everybody. And it's the longest day of the year. Also feels like summer across much of the U.S. Here are a few summer plot lines we're tracking right now. Of course, as we've been touching on throughout the hour, most of the country is under a brutal heat dome right now, they're calling it. That is when the atmosphere traps hot air within a specific region, often with little cloud cover or anything.
Right, which is why it's so hot.
Kroger is celebrating the start of summer by giving away 92,000 free pints of ice cream.
Whoa.
That's a pretty good celebration right there. That's pretty good. 92 because they are 92 days. There are 92 days of summer.
Oh, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah, I get that.
And ice cream in the summer is, you know, you gotta have it.
Be sure to check that out if you're near a Kroger, everybody.
Is it just Kroger, or is it all the Kroger affiliates? Because Pick and Save is owned by Kroger.
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm not sure. I do know that there's a couple of states that aren't in on this. I don't see Wisconsin on that, just for...
Yeah, because we only have, like, 10 or less grocery chains. And I think that is so worth remembering.
And the thermostat. What is the best thermostat setting for the summer? Huh. An article on MarthaStewart.com says the ideal temp indoors is 70 degrees.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what my dad would say. But if you want to save money and not crash the grid, the ideal setting is 78 degrees. Each degree above 75 saves about 3% on your energy bill.
Wow. Really?
Each degree above 75 saves about 3% on your energy bill. Just make sure I said that right and get that out there one more time. That is crazy. That's a really interesting stat.
That seems really warm.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who's doing that. I guess if you must.
If you can, handle that. When it gets to 78 in my house, I'm like, cool bath time.
Mm-hmm. And finally, as far as this went, a recent poll found summer is our favorite season. You may or may not agree with this when the temperature hits triple digits, but it ranked first with 32% of the vote. Spring is a close second with 28%, then fall at 25%, winter coming in at 11%. And of course, there are 4% of people out there who could not answer. I just don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it's just because they love all of them, James.
Let's hope.
So many favorites you can't fix.
Let's hope that's what it is, yes.
I'm a good, I'm probably in that 4%. I don't think I could pick a favorite season because I love things about all of them.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have all four seasons here, you know, a lot of places don't.
That's the thing that I think. And so I'm probably just splitting the atom here because I agree with you, Melissa. I'm probably more closer to you than I am anything else on this list.
Like to complain about the people who can't make a decision.
It drives me crazy. I think that there's something about every season. What I love about it is being in a state that has all four seasons.
Yes.
That's what being in California was great. I loved it out there and enjoyed my time. I didn't, I, as far as like things that I've underestimated in my life. It's a very short list. That is on there. I did not expect to.
You were surprised that you missed snow.
Yeah, I really was. It just didn't feel like winter. It didn't feel like it. In fact, even once spring came around, it didn't feel like spring.
There wasn't a big change.
Yeah, there's something about having winter that really makes you appreciate spring and summer as well.
I mean, it is really nice in the dead of winter to get away and go someplace warm, which I've gotten to do a couple of times. But to have that all the time is just, I don't know, you know, the variety is nice.
I find that there's stuff to appreciate about every season, just like there's stuff to dislike about every season. With winter, I don't think there's another time of year that I can say this where in the winter, I love this silence. The stillness that winter can bring, like no other season.
Yeah, like right
can.
After a snowfall, and everything just seems still.
I don't know. There's something about it that I've really enjoyed since I've been back from California, which was like 10 years ago. It was a long time ago, but I have really enjoyed that part of it. What is your favorite season? What is your favorite part of summer? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll keep that topic going all summer long. 715-424-2600. Let us know. We'd love to hear about what you're going to be doing to celebrate this summer solstice today and this weekend and everybody. Maybe it's Cranberry Blossom Fest. Maybe it's that.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe it's Midwest Fest. Maybe it's getting out to the Golden Sand Speedway.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of great things going on. We'll be talking more about them in just a little bit. Maybe it's eating bottomless wings. I don't know. It's indoors. There's that. Buffalo Wild Wings has done $20 all-you-can-eat boneless wing promotions before, which is good for people who can put them back. But how many mozzarella sticks can you eat? They're calling it BW3s. I don't know. I'm not calling it that. Buffalo Wild Wings is now launching an all-you-can-eat appetizer promotion starting at $9.99 on June 27th, so next Friday. Huh. The bottomless apps include endless rounds of two appetizers at a time from a choice of their appetizers. As usual, it's only available for dining customers, but it's only for groups of four or fewer. Larger groups will be charged more. That seems like I don't know if that's a good idea.
That makes sense if they're bottomless.
Yeah, I get it.
You can't come in and order two appetizers bottomless and have 20 people.
I do love the idea of them offering this to people who are wanted at home.
Yeah,
they just got to keep delivering it. That's the way Homer Simpson would do it. Yeah. It's a limited time thing, but they did say how long. They didn't say how long that would be
until they run out of money.
Why exactly? Why are we giving them some free advertising here? In part because this really ties into a conversation we had earlier this week, Melissa, about these kind of chains and them trying to stay relevant and stay alive.
Well, and the other reason is, do we even have one in the area?
Oh, there's one in Point. There's one in Point I've been to a couple of times. It's not so bad. It's not my, and I only say that because it's not my thing. To each their own, and they've got great servers and great food over there and everything. I'm not saying anything.
Their
just
atmosphere
not my,
is fun if you like sports.
Yeah, yeah. When you're looking for that, that's a great place to go. And there's a lot of great bars and points that do similar things. But to me, I'm focused on every one of these businesses doing more and more things like this. We're going to be seeing more and more of this. Ones that are still around.
To come out.
There's this kind of almost evening out that's happened between the fast food chains and the popular ones that have been around for quite some time, 20 years, TGI Fridays and all those and everything, and your mom and pop restaurants. And it really, from what I'm seeing statistically, and this is just in the U.S., of course, but the mom-and-pop restaurants, especially since the pandemic, some have seen a flourish, but at the very least, most of them have finished even. Whereas,
managed to stay open.
Yeah, whereas the chain restaurants are really hurting right now, including like a McDonald's, which has been advertising more than they've ever done before. Even a Starbucks has been doing more advertising than they've done in probably 10, 15 years because of this. So you're going to be seeing more of these kind of things coming up.
Well, and the unfortunate thing about those places closing, in my mind, is losing local jobs. But then you got to hope that, like the entrepreneurial convention that just went on here in Wisconsin Rapids, that we can invite people to open local businesses. Somebody needs to buy that Applebee's and open a local restaurant.
That's
not part of a chain.
Yeah, I don't want to see
I don't know if that's possible, honestly. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm with you. I don't want to see any local business go under. I don't want to see anything like that. But I do believe in the system we have. And mm-hmm. It's a hermit crabs. When one business goes out, another one pops in there and hopefully survives. Mm-hmm. That's you know, the way of the world. That's the way it goes.
It is.
As we are getting right to break here and everything, just got a minute or so left. I did want to touch on one real quick thing. We had a great listener stop by today from the Heart of Wisconsin Genealogical Society. They have a meeting coming up tomorrow at 9:30 over at McMillan Library's all-purpose room. We'll be hearing from Kathleen Engelbertson and talking about her website and her journey, findagrave.com. She has traveled all over the U.S. and Canada doing this, and you're going to be able to hear her talk about it and maybe be able to ask some questions and everything.
Studying genealogy is so cool. It really is.
I think it's one of the greatest subjects under the sun. It's a fantastic one. And they've joined us before over the years. We appreciate our friends over there. We got to get them back on real soon.
We do. So you need to swing over there. It's at 9, right?
Yes, it is at 9:30.
So swing over there at 9:30. And then come see us at the vendor fair.
It's a perfect way. There you go. Boom, boom. You're done.
You start at 10.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out. Again, Heart of Wisconsin Genealogical Society has their meeting going on tomorrow at 9:30 at McMillan Library's all-purpose room. Go listen to Kathleen Engelbertson and find out about findagrave.com. And check that out, everybody, that website. That's going to be a good event. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be talking more about some of the other great fun events going on in our area coming up in the next hour. Wanted to remind everybody to go to blossomfest.com to find the complete list of great events happening.
Yeah, so many options.
Heard nothing but good things from the community on that one. A lot of great stuff. A great kickoff to this fun event already going on yesterday, so we're looking forward to even more today. And a quick reminder that Playmakers will be live and direct today from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. We're not just giving away rafter tickets today. We're going to be giving away these awesome wristband things that they gave us, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Be listening for that later. Coming up, more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There's new violence today in the fight between Israel and Iran, with top European diplomats as well as Iran's foreign minister meeting at a UN human rights forum in Geneva. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is there.
In the best possible world, you know, they'll come up with a deal here and then Israel will have a look at it.
Other nations rushing to get citizens out of Israel, including the U.S. This man's just arrived at the airport in Tampa.
I think as we started going to shelter more often, it started to sink in a little bit more about how serious this particular conflict was.
Scorching temperatures are ushering in the new season from the middle of the country on east. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is north of New York City.
Summer arrives tonight at 10:42 Eastern time, and right on cue, Mother Nature is cooperating with a heat wave building the hottest air of the year into the Midwest and eventually really the eastern two-thirds of the country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.